And I haven't read the most important part. Darn. I do want to get to this. We're going to jump to Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 4, and the importance of unity with Christians. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded. Another way to put that is single-minded. Having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should not look to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. So Paul's big encouragement here, you hear it in those words, just a heartfelt desire here is for Christian unity. And Christian unity is what is going to be, is what's going to give a witness to the world. And so I just want to read these two paragraphs here and then just talk about for a couple minutes. Paul encourages unity in these verses. Unity by itself can't be the final aim. After all, unity is possible among thieves, adulterers, and many other types. Those who commit genocide need to do so with huge corporate single-mindedness, as the Nazis showed when they killed millions of Jews, gypsies, and others. No, what matters is that Christians, like actors and actresses in a play, should focus completely on the divine drama that has unfolded before their eyes in Jesus the King. In other words, unity, the importance of unity is it in what we're united for, first of all. We could be united in loving cheese, all of us at peace. We could all be just vote one day and say, we're united in loving cheese. That's not what Paul doesn't just want unity in anything. He wants unity in understanding that Jesus is the center of everything that we do. And I use there in my notes here that it's kind of like actors and actresses in a play. Sometimes when you have kids, like at the Christmas program, you'll have one kid that just really wants to outshine all the rest of the kids. Does that happen every year at Peace? Yeah. It does. It's good. It's not a bad thing. But do you see how that can sometimes take away from the entire picture of the drama? A good drama, the actors and actresses are just trying to fade in with the story that's happening in front of them. They don't want to, you know, take away from the plot, so to speak. Their role is to move it along. As Christians, unity means a similar thing, that we're kind of taking a backstage and making sure that Jesus is the front and center of what we do at the church or what we do in our life. How are we doing with unity these days? What are the challenges to unity, let's say? What makes it hard to walk hand in hand with fellow Christians?
Pandemic.
Oh. Who said pandemic?
I did.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks, Carol. A lot of people agreed with you. Does it hurt not to feel that unity when you're going through the season?
Yeah.
Matt, you had your hand up. Trying to control things.
You know, your point of view, I think about all the Christians.
Yeah.
You know, all the denominations and the small things that separate all the denominations and being united.
I think right now, politics, because
yeah,
we have half of the people united on one side and half of the people united on the other side, but they're absolutely opposed to each other, which is...
Craig, you are so good. Not only did you get Steve Young, but you nailed, you know, you're two for two. Craig says politics. He says politics are driving a wedge, you know, and it's hard to keep everyone on the same... boring in the same direction. So again, is it possible for Christians to vote different ways?
Sure.
And still be Christians?
So.
And still be united in Jesus? Absolutely. Yeah. Is it possible for Christians to talk with people on one side or the other side and disagree and still maintain unity? What helps with that? What helps maintain unity in the midst of kind of a polarized world?
Avoiding that subject.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to say you're 2 for 3. That one I'm going to disagree with. Craig said, just don't talk about politics, which is good. I think there's a possibility to talk and have discussion, but still maintain unity in Jesus. I think that's what God would want us to do. Yeah, right. The end, the goal.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, Matt.
Obviously, nothing's perfect. And each side may have pros and cons. So, I mean, we all have a call, right? No one's perfect. So, okay, I disagree with you on that. But, I mean, just, you know, there's some things where finding common ground.
All right, finding common ground. Yep.
I wanted to say that Paul himself makes the point about not looking to your own interests, but the interests of others. It's how you go about the conversations.
Okay. Let's explore.
If you go at it, that the other person's opinion is valuable.
Okay. How about this? I want to throw this question, Ruth. That's a great observation. I know. Oscar's giving me the sign here. When I enter into a conversation, the question I'm asking myself to keep myself in line, who is this conversation for? Is it for me? Or is it for a connection with the other person? Sometimes when we enter conversations, if it's for me, I just want to get my point across and win. But if the point of the discussion is to have common ground, focus on Jesus, we can win. There's a possibility. All right. Oscar's really upset, so I've got to let you guys go. And we're gonna get set up here for worship. Good to see everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We'll gather next Sunday. God bless you. Let's close with prayer.